The Evolve Network is now live at evolvenetwork.tv. Subscribe for meal plans, recipes, cooking shows, and our very own The Magic Pill and The Magic Plant, as well as access to my favourite documentaries. The Evolve Network is also home to our full library of podcasts, with new release podcasts airing first and in full on the channel. You can also watch selected vodcasts in a video format. Meanwhile, enjoy this highlight of our podcast and head over to evolvenetwork.tv for the full Evolve podcast experience. The Evolve with Pete Evans podcast is a conversation about my favourite ingredients for a healthy human experience. We take an informed look at topics that include nutritional and emotional well-being, as well as expanded consciousness. I love exploring the topics that are not traditionally taught at school and take a deep dive into them with my special guests. I invite you to sit back and come along for the ride with an open mind and heart, and please share with your family and friends, as these podcasts may just be the seed from which many things will flourish from. Cheers. We've been using Waters Co. water filters for the last 10 years, and I wholeheartedly trust my family's health with them. Waters Co., established 1977, have personal and domestic water filters, which turns your ordinary tap water into great-tasting, alkaline, ionized mineral water, which removes up to 99.9% of fluoride, heavy metals, chemicals, and bacteria, so you can love your tap water again. The Bio 1000 is the latest edition of the BMP 1000 model and the culmination of over 40 years of experience and research into water filtration by some of the world's leading scientists. Waters Co. was first to market with natural gravity-fed systems, creating alkaline water way back in 1984, and have continued to lead the market in research and development, setting the benchmark for all other brands to follow. Please go to my webpage, peteevans.com, to learn more and to receive your special discount from my link on the products page. You're going to love it.
Foster, thank you so much for joining us. How are you, brother?
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm doing well, and it's great to see you again. I really feel like you're a great ally out there, even though we don't get to talk very often. Just thinking about you keeps wind under my wings.
Thanks, mate. Thanks. I mean, you and your wife, Kimberly, I've had the great pleasure of interviewing both of you together and also individually now, both of you, which is, I'm looking forward to this because Kimberly took me down a path, and I'm sure you're going to take me down a similar path or perhaps a completely different path. And I know you've been very busy lately, and I wanted to talk to you about that, actually. We could start with that. What is it that drives you and the work that you do? Is it curiosity for you to continue to gain knowledge? And, yeah, I'm going to leave it there because I want to delve into Foster and understand why you do what you do.
Well, I'm certainly a very curious person. I always have been as long as I can remember. But there's something much deeper that drives that curiosity for me. And I feel like in retrospect, I actually came here this lifetime to help out. I have had some experiences with major mystics of reading my past lifetimes and tremendous coherence in a couple of places that, they didn't even know each other. They didn't know me and came up with exactly the same things, which resonated completely with my own personal experience. So all of that just to say that I believe that I came here this lifetime to help humanity figure out how can we relate to energy in a way that creates a thriving world rather than destroys humanity, many species, and potentially the planet.
Yeah, I resonate deeply with that. Through this process of your lifetime experience, has doubt ever entered your mind? Like, fuck it, it's too far gone. That I mean, let's talk about the last. But to put it into context, Thrive 1 and Thrive 2, just remarkable, remarkable films that I love so deeply, because what you have, what you offer are practical solutions. And I feel that's where everybody, and I don't want to say in this movement, but I'm going to say it just to put it into context, is wanting solutions for themselves and for their family and for their community. And I watch with great interest the work that you're putting out there, which is these beautiful solutions. Yet at the same time, we're witnessing, through my lens at the moment anyway, I mean, I just looked at the news today before we hopped on this conversation. And the only way I can describe it, and it's not the right word, but it's a fucking circus. But it's much, much, if you can't laugh at it at one point, then what's the only other avenue is despair and helplessness, which I choose not to be in that space. So I want to delve into that with you. The doubt, the frustration, if you have any, take me through Foster's journey of sharing these solutions that you know can help, yet at the same time witnessing whatever we're witnessing at the moment.
Well, the subtitle of my own show on the internet, which is The Freedom Portal, the subtitle is "There is Light at the End of the Rabbit Hole." And for, you know, I've been, I guess, privileged to have been able to afford to spend literally decades going down these rabbit holes. And that's not a fun process. It is a fulfilling process, because as you find more truth, even if it's horrifying, if it's the truth, then it's giving you some purchase, you know, some grip on how to create solutions that are commensurate to the problem. And that's one of the things that has kept me going. Another thing is simply my partnership with Kimberly. You know, there are days when, like, she'll be out in the world and she'll come back and she'll just say, "Oh my God, it's crazy out there." And, you know, we each do different interviews, different appearances and so forth, and speak for Thrive and you know, in different ways. And sometimes it's literally, we'll joke about, "Okay, let me pass you the torch. I'm a little burned out here." And thank goodness for that partnership, because then I'm able to take some downtime, or she is, and just not to wallow in the doubt or negativity, but just to process it, to actually reflect on, there's the thinking and then there's the feeling. And the feelings take some time to process. And we go through all the feelings, you know, anger and sadness, frustration, huge happiness, bliss, love. We know, we go through it all. And that's one of the things that we've learned. My guess is that's been a lot of your path too, given the roller coaster that you've been on, is to realize you can't just make yourself feel a particular thing. You can't stifle down important feelings. And at the same time, the facts don't care about your feelings. So it's important to stay fact and evidence based, but we're human beings. So when we see close friends and their children die from COVID vaccines, or when we see, you know, hundreds of people's businesses, well, millions, if you go outside our network, destroyed unnecessarily by this whole COVID fraud, you know, things like that, they touch me very deeply as a human being. And sometimes I just need to cry, you know, just need to go for a walk in the woods and remember, you know, that we're born to thrive, you know, that nature wants us to thrive. And then there's some real bad actors who want exactly the opposite because of their inability to process their own suffering and abuse. So I share what you're talking about, of realizing that for all the wonderful solutions, wow, what a mess we are in. And at the same time, I don't feel like I'm either optimistic or pessimistic. I think those can be a little arbitrary. I'll choose to look at it this way or that way. And at the same time, I feel tremendously confident about humanity winning this one, of actually making it through this particular purgatory and coming out the other side and being able to actually create a thriving world beyond our imagination, beyond even my imagination. And I imagine it all the time. That's actually what I see going on. I can unpack that for you, but I don't want to go on too long on that one question.
No, I would actually love you to go on to that, because again, I've always been an optimistic, positive thinking, well, maybe not positive thinking, but positive knowing type of character. Yes. So just intuitively, I know that whatever happens, everything's perfect. And that might be a strange belief, but too many experiences I've had have reconfirmed for me that everything is perfectly in balance, regardless of the circus and regardless of what's happening out there. And so please unpack that more. And I'd like for you, I know, to just dig a little deeper into what you said about the certain people or entities that are out there that perhaps just haven't healed their trauma yet. And if you're willing to go there, you don't have to if you don't want to, if it's not the right time.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm willing to. It's your show. If you're willing to have me go there, I'm always ready.
I would. Thank you.
Well, you know, I have done decades of research on what I call the global domination agenda, because it's not one bad actor or another. There's quite a few of them. But it's an agenda. And as you know, as David Rockefeller dies, as the Rothschilds pass on and so forth, the agenda doesn't die because of an individual. And the agenda is really simple. It's like a bad James Bond movie. You know, the agenda is to dominate the entire world and everybody in it. And, you know, it sounds ridiculous. But decades of research have shown me just astounding volumes of evidence, you know. And the cool thing about the truth is that it remains consistent, and it may be hidden. People are trying to hide what the agenda is, but you know, I've read over 800 books just on the conspiracy and tying together the history going back centuries, and that's not even counting, you know, thousands and thousands of articles and videos and conversations with super knowledgeable people that I visited with all over the planet. And the one thing that remains true is that there is this agenda to fool humanity, to suppress their consciousness, to make them sick, to make them afraid, to depopulate most of them, and fool the others into succumbing to a technocratic, communistic, totalitarian global state. And if anybody doubts that, look at what we're on the verge of right now. Look at all of the ramifications of what I call the covert 19, you know, the corona scam. And whatever you think of the so-called virus, look at the government overreach. Look at the powers that they're trying to seize. Look what they're trying to make sure that they're able to do to any of us at any time, taking over our businesses, taking over our money, injecting toxic substances into our bodies against our will, putting us in concentration camps if we don't agree. Folks, if you don't get it yet, well, at least just get out of the way, because there are hundreds of millions of people worldwide who now get it and are standing up really bravely and coherently all over the planet. And just, I want to give a nod of the hat to your Aussies, because you guys, I think, began the turning point with your trucker convoy. And with your having the teachers and the nurses and the doctors, having everybody standing up in solidarity, you know, I got to do an amazing conversation recently with Max Egan and Ricardo Bosi, where we got some, you know, on the ground updates from that. And you guys have been inspiring.
I really hope you enjoyed the first half of this podcast. If you'd like to listen to the rest, please visit evolvenetwork.tv. That's evolvenetwork.tv. We'll see you there.
The information, views, and opinions expressed in this podcast should not be treated as a substitute for nutritional, medical, or other advice by a qualified professional. Guests in this podcast express their own opinions, experiences, and conclusions. Nothing in this podcast should be used to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical condition. Neither Pete Evans nor any sponsor endorse any views, opinions, or conclusions expressed or shared in this podcast.